Well, I'm here at Worcester Racecourse, where, irony upon irony, we have blue skies above us at the moment. I'm joined by the clerk of the course, Fergus Cameron. Sadly, Fergus, you didn't have blue skies about, a couple of hours ago?
I can certainly confirm that. I was walking down the back straight and had a sort of a light bit of mizzle, took shelter in the stables for a few minutes, continued walking and coming halfway round into the home straight. The heavens just absolutely opened, and during that sort of passing shower, we ended up having 9 mm of rain. Midway through that, took the decision to call an inspection because obviously the ground has been very wet here this week with the river being so high. And unfortunately, the conclusion of that was, having had that rain, the ground was unsafe at that time. And whilst there was still 4 hours until the first race with the probability of further heavy showers, we felt there was just insufficient room for enough improvement to be confident of racing going ahead.
I suppose there comes a point when, to be fair to owners and trainers, you have to make that call, really.
I think everyone's intention is we always have to give it every opportunity to race. There's an awful lot of time and energy and money involved in getting the horses fit for racing, and obviously the owners have an expectation that they're going to run. Unfortunately, you know, with the ground conditions as they were, to my mind, they were not safe. We'd taken account of all the forecasts going forward for the remainder of the afternoon. We just felt there was insufficient evidence to support any improvement between the time we took the decision and the first race at 6:10.
I'm not sure what the official going was immediately prior to the sort of 2 o'clock monsoon, if you like, but I suspect there's always a danger some trainers might have pulled the old horse out anyway, because if it gets particularly heavy, they wouldn't want to run them anyway, would they?
Well, ironically, because we'd had such a drying day yesterday and dry overnight, we'd actually improved the going description. We're principally good to soft this morning, first thing. I'm sure after that it's definitely easier now, but yes, it was improving all the time, and that's just one of those frustrations one's got to live with.
In pure logistical terms, I mean, how does the race course come off with this? Obviously, you've got people in for meals, presumably, all that food's ordered in for that. I mean, how do you manage for that?
Catering side, fortunately, I'm not directly involved with, but inevitably, when a race meeting is lost on the day, there are quite a few expenses which are incurred in terms of all of our staff will be paid. We have vets, doctors, ambulances. Contractually, there'll be payments to make to those. And obviously, you know, there would have been those people working on the bars and bits and pieces like that who will also, you know, I'm not sure of their specific arrangements, but there will be an awful lot of people who would have been employed today who will have to be paid.
Does the company insure against that abandonment, or can't you?
Sadly, specifically, Pitchcroft is a floodplain, and inevitably, by default, we're not able to get abandonment insurance due to flooding.
So you just have to take the hit then, basically?
Unfortunately, we have, and obviously with only 17 race days a year, everyone very, very definitely counts.
I suppose, you know, looking on the bright side, if there is one, at least you haven't got to wait long until the next meeting, really.
Well, so obviously, I think the forecasters are indicating the situation weather-wise should start improving over the next few days. We're due to race next Wednesday afternoon. We then race the following Tuesday evening on the 31st, and we then have a little bit of a gap after that. We've been fortunate, I think, the way this spring has been and the summer has been, that, you know, we've got as far as we have without too much interruption.
Well, Fergus, thanks for talking. It's bitterly disappointing, I'm sure, for everybody concerned, but thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much.
That's Fergus Cameron, clerk of the course here at Worcester.